Hi, this is Brett McFall, and I'm here with Mike Filsaime. He's an author, software developer, renowned speaker, personal coach, business consultant, and most of all, an intensive marketer. And he's spoken for World Internet Summit a few times, and he's an amazing man. He's created one of the fastest-selling multimedia home study courses in internet history, selling $1 million worth in just 5 days. Can you imagine that? He's the creator of a powerful new marketing method, Butterfly Marketing. You may have heard of it. Responsible for promotions that make as much as $75,000 in just a day. Can you imagine making that sort of income? This is what Mike's become known for. He's known for his lightning quick response rates, like building his customer database at 500 people a day, and that means money in the bank. He's got over 300,000 members hanging on his each and every word, and regularly makes over $50,000 a month just from a handful of websites. Mike Filsaime, welcome to the call.
Thank you very much, Brett. Glad to be here.
Some very impressive numbers there.
Yeah, it's. I got to tell you, it sounds just as exciting to me when you read it off as it probably does to everyone else. It's definitely a blessing every day to be in this business.
Yeah, it sure is. I'm sure it's giving you a lifestyle which at one stage you probably used to dream about.
Absolutely. I think and then there's times where you have to readjust your goals. We have this thing. You know, first where we try to take the easy way out by saying, hey, you know, let me play the lottery. I believe I'm destined to be a millionaire. So we start out, you know, by playing, you know, the lottery and things like that. And then we realize, hey, you know, that would really be a long shot. And then, you know, we go to these things and we're told to set our goals and do these different things. And then when it actually happens to you, it definitely is a blessing. And then that's why, guys like you and I, enjoy giving back and letting people walk in our footsteps because when you get to the other side, it looks a little easier on the other side looking back, and we want to reach our hand out and try to help people get to where we're at.
Well, why is the internet so important to you?
Well, I believe it's the perfect business. It's the perfect lifestyle. The internet allows me to travel. I can go to Hawaii or Las Vegas or Australia or UK, New Zealand, Europe, or anywhere locally around town, and I take my business with me. In fact, now with the card that I have that's in my laptop, I can have somebody else drive, and if I want to pop in and check something out, I can do it. So I have my business that can go with me anywhere I want. You have the ability to have something that runs 24 hours a day. The internet makes it very easy to automate things, so you can set up processes. And I never like to use the expression that you make money while you sleep, but you really do. You make money while you sleep, but you have to work hard during the day to get those things into place. And the other thing is that some people may say, oh, you're working hard, but if you're doing something that you love and that you're passionate about, and you wake up in the morning and you say to yourself, I cannot believe I'm getting paid to do this, it's really not work at that point. So yes, I do put a lot of hours in, but you have to peel me away from my business sometimes, because it's so enjoyable and I'm so passionate about it.
But the average person, Mike, they work hard during the day anyway.
A lot of people work hard, sometimes working for someone else, and it really rang a bell with me. It's that when you're working for someone else, they're buying you wholesale and they're selling you retail. So you really want to look into the opportunities of working for yourself. You get to reap 100% of the rewards for your efforts. And there are a lot of people that are working that are enjoying what they do, working for someone else. But there's a lot of people that are working that aren't enjoying what they're doing, and working online, having a business online. I believe that anybody listening to this call is already pre-qualified the luxuries of working online, and what a nice benefit it is.
Yeah, very, very true. Well, Mike, what do you want people to know most about you?
Firstly, for me, even when people get to know me, I like to get to know people. I like them to know me. I like them to know my story, rather than just being another picture on a website. that may appear that it was luck or success, but like everyone I've ever met or anybody that's going to be speaking at the World Internet Summit, we all have a story. Especially when people that are building businesses online. Brett, I know you have a story. I love hearing your story. And, you know, we all have something in common. We have an entrepreneurial spirit. So for me, I would love to share my story with people, when they get an opportunity to see me, at World Internet Summit. In brief, you know, my story is basically, I've had the entrepreneurial spirit, ever since I was a teenager. And I started out in the car business in 1990, and I worked my way up into management all the way up into 2004 when I finally went full-time online. And it was a big jump for me to leave a general manager's position in the car business and going to, leaving that with a full medical and having a free car to drive and a good job and everything like that, and leaving that for the online world. But there was a time to take that leap, and we were doing very well at that time, and it allowed me to build my business even higher since then. So if I ever have an opportunity to talk with anybody, I'd like to share more about that, and also learn part of their story as well.
Okay, but the results that you're getting, they certainly do seem very unique. So is there something unique about you, Mike, that's helped you make it happen, or has it just been really hard work?
I wouldn't say unique with me. I think I've, very similar to that Napoleon Hill type of thing. I think the people that I meet with, certainly every one of the speakers at World Internet Summit and the other people that I know online, we all have something in common. So I wouldn't say it's unique to me, and it would be some of these characteristics. Number one, they understand the balance between knowing and doing. And I think that I have met a lot of people that are unsuccessful in this business that do a lot of doing, and they don't take the time to learn. And then there are other people that spend too much time learning, and they jump around from opportunity to opportunity, and they're trying to learn everything. And what ends up happening is they become good at everything. And being good at everything in this business gets you broke. You need to be great at one thing. You need to pick what it is that you want to do. You need to look at all the different marketers out there. There's people that do eBay. There's people that do real estate. There's people that do content sites or drive traffic with AdWords or list building or copywriting. And you need to find out what you're passionate about. Find somebody that you can identify with, and then you identify and align yourself with that person and try to study everything you can from that person and try to model yourself around that person. Try to make the person into your mentor. So just recapping some of those things. One, you need to pick your position in battle. You need to focus on one thing at a time. You need to start something and get it done by setting a date as to when you want to finish it and putting your blinders on and not letting anything else get in your way. And not allowing other projects and other opportunities to come in and distract you. And you need to have a mentor that guides you, that you could learn from. And you need to learn from that person and apply, history leaves clues. You know, whatever they've left for you, you need to put into place. And just that with a little bit of hard work, and you can definitely have a lot of success online.
Yeah, good point. But Mike, you did say that what you really need to do is find out what you're good at. So you don't need to be good at everything, but know what you actually are going to be good at. So when it comes to you, what are you good at, Mike?
I think that I think that I'm good at seeing through the noise. And what I mean by that is I like to keep things simple. Sometimes when I brainstorm with people, we'll come up with a project, and a lot of times I hear a lot of people start saying things like, you know, it would be cool if we did this, or how about if we did this, how about if we add something like this, and that's what I call, the noise, and I don't think that necessarily when we're doing a project or an ebook or anything like that, that it needs to get that complicated. I like to keep things simple. I can see very quickly, where I want to go with a project. Sometimes I get something in mind, Brett, and I get an inspiration, and within like 5 or 10 seconds, I immediately know how it's going to be, and I have to get it out of my brain. So I grab a pen and I grab a legal pad and I start making flow charts and everything like that. And then I get together with a couple of people. I have a brainstorming session and I get some feedback and some input. And once that happens, I start moving very, very quickly. I immediately fix a meeting to get a deadline. We're not long. We just move forward. If you were to ever my line, I built something that you can in custody. I am me. Everything is based around lead generation. I always look at how I can get the lead before I worry about how I'm gonna monetize it, because I know that sooner or later I'm gonna be able to monetize it. But for me, it's designing a system that's gonna make it attractive for someone to participate in by giving their name, their email address, and then the marketing goes after that.
Yeah, fantastic advice there, Mike. And possibly what you're really saying there is too, like at a World Internet Summit event where we put a lot of emphasis on networking, and we have special sessions that are structured for that. And it probably means that when you find what you're good at, or when you know inside that this is what my strength, it means that you don't have to worry about the other strengths, because at a seminar like that, you can actually find the people that you want to work with to create a network. Have you ever done that sort of thing, Mike?
That is one of the most beautiful things about getting off your butt and getting out there and meeting people. To me, I think my entire business was built about the people that I've met at seminars. Everything that I look back in my business that's successful will always trace back to somebody that I met at a seminar. So yes, the networking is definitely key, because there are things that I am very, very strong at, and there are things that I'm not strong at, and there are other people that are a little weak in some areas but extremely strong in other areas. And when we can find each other, we find that perfect yin-yang, where maybe I'm good at generating traffic and I find somebody that's very good at converting traffic. We can form a partnership. For instance, there's a marketer named Al Mendozian, and we were talking recently. Alex is very good at converting traffic. I'm good at generating traffic. So, you know, we talked, we brainstormed, we met at an event, and we're entertaining, you know, possibly working together in the future. So whether it comes to copywriting or joint venture or list building or graphics or web design or anything like that, if you're good at one thing, it's very, very important to go out there and find other people that are good at other things that can help complement you. Start surrounding yourself with other people like that. You look back in just a few months or whatever time and look back and say, wow, if I didn't connect with those people, I wouldn't have been able to really leapfrog, you know, my success to the level that I'm at now.
Yeah, so true, so true. Finding those people who can help you build your business at a level that you really want it to be. Very good. Mike, what do you find the easiest product to sell on the Internet?
I think the easiest product to sell on the Internet is an information product that's a digital product. And in 9 times out of 10, that's an ebook. And, you know, if anybody's hearing this and said, well, he just got a little complicated there, I don't know what he means by ebook. Basically, ebook simply means electronic book. And if that just confused you, let me make it very, very simple for you. You write something in Microsoft Word, and when you're done, you save it and you sell it. That is technically, you know, that's what an ebook is. So I think the easiest thing to sell online is an ebook. We all have something that we are very passionate about and that we are experts at, and I don't care who we are, there is something that we are very, very good at. I spoke with somebody the other day that said, well, I don't know what I'm passionate about, he says, I don't know what I'm an expert at. So we were talking, and within 5 minutes, we found three different niches that he could easily write a 100-page book, book. And he says, well, I don't know, how would I write 100 pages? And I said, well, here's what you do. Write down, brainstorm right now for me, Joe. Give me 10 different chapters that you could come up with. So bear with me. We have a train going by here. So he listed down 10 different chapters. And then when it was all said and done, I said, can you write a couple of sub-chapters about each one of those? And then he went in and put in the sub-chapters. And then when that was all said and done, I said, would you be able to write 3 pages about each one of these sub-chapters? He said, yeah, when you put it that way, I guess I could. And I said, how long do you think it would take you? He said, so I could probably write 3 chapters a day. I said, all right, well, then in about 4 or 5 days, you could write your ebook. And he's like, wow, I guess that's pretty good. And just like that, you have an information product that you can start selling online. And the nice thing about that, Brett, is that there's no shipping. As soon as somebody clicks on that PayPal button, which anybody can sign up for a PayPal button where they can start taking money online. Their customer clicks on the PayPal button, and when they hit the continue button after they pay, they land on a page that allows them to download the ebook while you're sleeping or whatever the case is, or while you're working or while you're in your car. And then you get home and you see a little subject line that says notification payment received. And what that means is that the money's already in your account and the customer already has the product and everything was automated for you. So that is, to me, is the easiest way to get started and the easiest way to start out making money online.
And there really is no other freedom like it, is there, Mike? I mean, even still today, I've been doing this now for 7 years, and even today you still think, wow, it is such an amazing thing to be happening.
It's everything that we just said in that outline all started with that thought, with that seed in mind about, hey, let me create a product. I think people would be interested in hearing what I have to say. And then just writing it, putting a product every single day, I'm blown away, Brett, when I open up my accounts and I see the statistics for the different sales for something that started out originally as just a thought in my mind, and it's manifested into products that's actually helping people. And yeah, as you said, it just blows my mind every single day. It's such a blessing to be able to do that. And the leverage with that, the nice thing about that is that, we've been brainwashed for years by our parents and school teachers who were taught by their parents and school teachers and so on that money is made in a linear fashion. So you're making $15 an hour. Well, if you want to make more money, well, then you need to work more hours, or you need to work on Sunday on your day off, or you need to get a part-time job after 6 o'clock where you work another 4 hours somewhere else. So everybody thinks, or has been conditioned to think, that the harder you work, the more money you make. And that's because we were taught that money is made in a linear fashion, which was the biggest lie we were ever told. Money, true wealth, is created with leverage. And when we understand leverage and how marketing online allows us to reach out to people all over the world, we realize that we can have affiliates sell our products for us. There's so many different ways that products can be sold. We can sell other people's products, and what we end up finding is that I don't work any harder than I did last year, but I make 4 times more money this year. And for 2007, I'm going to make even more money. I'm hoping to make even more money, and I'll probably work less hard this year than I did in 2006. So that's the real nice thing about the internet, is that you can leverage it in so many different ways. And money is great. It's just one thing. It's a means to what you really want. And that's spending more time with your family. That's making sure that they have the health care that they're provided for. They can go to the best schools. They can go travel the world with you, and you can take care of your parents and your brother and your sister when they ask you for things, and you never have to worry about asking how much do you need. The only question you ask is, well, how do you need me to send it? Do you want me to send it by check, or do you want me to wire it? And that is a real, real nice thing to have, and the leverage of the internet allows that for you.
Okay, so Mike, so how do you know that?
How do I know? I'm sorry?
Yeah, well, like you say, the information products are the easiest to sell, gives you all this a lifestyle. I'm asking you, how do you know it for sure?
I live it. I've been on both sides of the fence. I used to work for someone before. And I now have the lifestyle on the internet, and I just could not imagine having any other way of life. Every day we think of new ideas to improve our sites, our products, and create new products, and it's fun, and it's never ending. It's an evergreen process that we have here on the internet. There's always new technology that allows us to do things better, not change things. It actually allows us to do things better and more efficient. So, I know it because I live it every single day, and I encourage everyone that's listening to this audio and this call right now, to take action, to make sure that they attend the World Internet Summit, and I am very confident that attending a World Internet Summit event is the key to getting started, making connections, and taking you from where you are to where you want to be, no matter where that is.
So knowing all that can be done, Mike, and living the lifestyle that you are, How does that make you feel?
Blessed. That is the word. If anybody were to ask me, I would just sum it up in just one word: blessed. I feel very, very blessed. Brett, I have an opportunity. I'm sure you've done this as well with some of the places that you know that you used to work in, the advertising companies years back. That you have an opportunity every now and then to get in touch with the people that you used to work when you were grinding it out. And we were driving the other day. We just got a new office because we now have 8 people with us now. And we were driving back, and Joe, that's in my office, says to me, "Hey, do you remember those people we used to work with over at the Honda dealership?" And I said, "Yeah." And then the exit right there said Babylon. So I got off, we drove down to Babylon Honda, and I walked in, and I saw everybody there. And they all said, "Hey, I heard you're doing great. How's everything going?" I said, "Very good. You know, things are great." And, you know, we were talking. I got to see everybody and hug everybody and shake hands. It's been several years. And then I saw the chaos in the showroom where they were saying, "Hey, Ron, we have a customer. Their trade was appraised for $4,000, but we just put it up on the lift, and we found that it has frame damage. And the mechanics are saying the car's only worth $500, and I don't know how to tell this to the people that their payment's going to go up $90. And I just saw this chaos going on in the showroom, and I said to myself, you know, wow, this is just something I'm so glad that I'm not a part of, having to go up and tell somebody that, you know, their payment is no longer $200 a month when they can't even afford $200 a month, to tell them that their payment is going to be now $290 a month. And, you know, I just, right there, I just, as we were walking out, I said to Joe, I said, you know what, I can't tell you how happy I am. You know, I love everybody in that business. They're all friends. But I just to be out of that grind of working 14-hour days with an hour commute 28 days a month and grinding it out, you know, I'm just truly, truly blessed to have what we have now.
Yeah, and it was just that extra confirmation, I guess, Mike, that really made you feel certain that this was such a good industry or business for you to be in.
Absolutely, yeah, without a doubt.
Okay, listen, Mike, last question. What can folks expect to learn from you at World Internet Summit?
Well, when I'm going to be at World Internet Summit, I'm going to be talking about a couple of things. I'm going to help the people break through classifying themselves as a newbie. We're going to go through an exercise where they'll never ever say that name again, so they don't ever feel that they have an excuse for not being able to do anything. We're going to be able to do an exercise where I'm going to show them how they can get a project done. Any idea that they have right now, we're going to show them how they can get that from that concept to making cash in 30 days, and we're going to show them the things that are stopping them from doing it and the bad patterns that we see with new people that come online that become great starters, and they become great at starting and they become terrible finishers, and they just keep starting projects and never finishing. So we're gonna crash right through that. We're gonna help them with that. Then we're gonna go into teaching them the 3 different ways that they can build up their business, and that's gonna teach them how to increase traffic to their website, how to increase conversion, and then we're gonna go into the marketing funnel, the back end, how true wealth is created. And then we're going to touch into a couple of things on list building and viral marketing. And we're going to, that's about 2.5 hours worth of stuff that I'm going to cram into 90 minutes. And I promise anybody that goes to that, to this event and watches that presentation, not only is just going to be blown away with the content they get, not just from me, but also from the other great speakers that I know that are also participating at that event.
Brilliant, Mike. Sounds great. And we look forward to seeing you there.
I can't wait to be there and meet everybody as well. Thanks for having me.